Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is a glorious and marvelous show today, David. So much to talk about, and we were delighted to get to all of the wonderful White Sox news. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening to all that wonderful White Sox news, and then some.
Wasn't it just glorious? Aren't you just a better man today after having seen the White Sox do what they did? I agree. Well said. Let's get to our guy. Well, first of all, we should thank Dustin. Yeah. And maybe Kevin, but let's start with Dustin. Thanks, Dustin.
I watched Lou Dobbs last night.
And thanks to Kevin Zipak. Bless you, Kevin.
How you doing? Good morning. Go White Sox.
Nice. And Ray, God love you, Ray. Great work, as always.
He already, his teammates have embraced him because of the personality that he has.
Dan, you did stay up for that one, I hope.
Which one?
Morning, Dan.
The hey, White guys. Sox. What else?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of football on too. The football was not entertaining or pleasurable or particularly aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, it was a weird White Sox game. It was an uncomfortable game just because of the dance that they were doing on the what did Ricky say, the edge of the sword the whole time. But it was not the most efficiently accomplished. It's what you do against a good team. The thing is, what's weird is that it doesn't really matter. Like, they're in. They're set. They're essentially clinched.
I think it does matter, though, because it was uncomfortable and how they won. It wasn't because they got a 475-foot home run from Malloy or they hit, you know, seven bombs. It was because they manufactured some runs. They did it kind of they small ball. It works.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is that in the big scheme of things, the regular season's pretty much over. Like
right.
they're set, you know. They're 100% on FanGraph, literally 100% dead solid lock for the playoffs. I mean, if looking at this as some sort of, you know, if we're looking at it predictively, we know that nothing's predictive in this season. All of us that always spend time crunching numbers and saying what matters and sample size and stuff. Right now, it's just kind of playing for the sake of playing before they get into the utter randomness of these increased expanded baseball playoffs. So I don't know quite through what lens to watch it now, other than just kind of enjoying it and enjoying all of the good fun young players and watching Tim Anderson make an MVP run.
And Quintana, I mean, Abreu. I don't know how to separate them, and I worry that not that it's the Academy Awards or anything, and you're going to split a vote, but I just don't know which guy is more deserving, frankly.
Oh, Anderson. I think Anderson.
Well,
I don't know.
He hasn't played as long. He's already been
more valuable. I mean, he's a better player. He plays a much more important defensive position, and Abreu's a bad defensive player. I mean, I think that's an easy one. I mean, even if you wanted to look...
Oh, I think Abreu's had a really good defensive year for him. I mean, it's been extraordinary.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easy, Dan. You look at the gaudy numbers that typically MVPs, you know, are rewarded for, and Jose Abreu's got him. And I know that defensively he's not where maybe you want him to be, but... Also, the value, there's no wrong answer, probably.
But Anderson's a better offensive player. I mean, Anderson is just flat out a better offensive player than Jose Abreu. I mean, if you're looking at this, you know, if it's 1974 and people are looking at RBI, they might get swayed by that.
It's not.
But you're talking, but Anderson's at, you know, a 171 WRC plus. I mean, he is an 8% better, more productive offensive player than Jose Abreu, and he's been pretty good defensively. He's made his share of Tim Anderson sort of miscues on some of the routine plays, but he's right around even money as far as defensive runs above average. And his, you know, his base running has been really good. I just think it's really hard to argue against a guy who is involved as significantly as a shortstop is, a major league full-time shortstop, what he's asked to do and how important he's asked to be. I just think I think maybe, you know, Abreu has some slug and Abreu has the veteran standing.
Some slug.
Anderson's been just brilliant.
It's not as clear cut as you're making it sound.
He's not out slugging Anderson by that much. Abreu's at 619. Anderson is at 586. I mean,
I think the fact that he has been there for longer is going to come into play at some point when people start considering it. You know, Tim missed what, 9-10 games? It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not predicting what people are going to say. I'm just looking at the data. I'm just looking at Anderson has been the more productive player. He's better offensively. He's better defensively. He's better on the bases. There isn't any one baseball skill at the moment that Abreu is at which he's better than Anderson.
Yeah, and when we talked about Anderson and the spark that he provided the team when he came off the IL earlier in the year and, you know, at the top of the lineup, being the catalyst, getting them going, you know, those intangibles kind of factor into it as well as the stats, Dan.
It may also, I mean, if you were to extrapolate some of that missed time too, I mean, the guy missed a sixth of the season. And he's still where he is with his level of production. It's remarkable. And he's starting, as I've been reading some analysis of what he does, his walk rate at 5.3%, he and Abreu have the identical walk rate. And that is actually a huge step up for him. Just for him to be seeing more pitches and slowly closing the holes in his offensive game is a maturing professional hitter at the peak of his powers, or getting toward the peak of his powers right now.
We'll see. I mean, I think it's a good argument and a fun one, and I hope that somehow both guys are rewarded. I don't know how that would be possible, but maybe they share it.
Split it. You like you cut it in half. Can both pose for the magazine picture?
Split the baby.
The cover. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Anderson's just the more deserving player.
You've made that apparent. I don't think it's as obvious as that.
I love Abreu, but this is Anderson. If you look at how hard it is
to He's been unbelievable. I don't want to badmouth him in any way. He's been fantastic.
Oh, no, but I'm saying as far as the counting stats go, the guy's missed a sixth of the season, and he's at 2.2 mm-hmm. wins above replacement. And that's ahead of Abreu, despite missing all that time. I mean, that's astonishing.
How about Alex Colomé?
It depends on where you're getting that information from, because I saw it the other way around, Dan.
From where?
I think it's Prospectus. Is that who it was? I saw it yesterday. In fact, it was, I think, Louis Robert was surprisingly high.
Well, Luis Robert's defense is going to keep him high. His offense has really trailed off. He's really hit a cold stretch, as is expected for a rookie who strikes out 31.1% of the time. I mean, that's expected. So his offense has nosedived, and he's still good. He's still 22% better offensively than an average current player. But what elevates his WAR number is his defense at a critical defensive position. And every inning he spends on the field, he accrues value because of what he does as a center fielder. And that never goes unnoticed.
Had to stay up pretty late last night to watch that Sox game. Their games are almost four hours long. Yeah.
Well, yesterday it was an uncomfortable game because of the number of times they seemed to have themselves in high leverage moments and you know, potentially just sort of on the edge there. And part of that too is the problems that Dylan Cease continues to have. And we got some information as to why his velocity and spin rate don't seem to add up to missing bats. And it's sort of like the opposite about what we were talking about with Yu Darvish and with Dane Dunning. And there was some really good work that was done trying to pin down what if Dylan Cease gets into pitch lab, there are a couple of tweaks that could really unlock some of what he's doing. It's what baseball is understanding now to a greater extent about velocity and spin rate now don't tell the whole story until you look at how the ball is spinning. And that's Cease's problem right now. I liked the changeup. I really did. I thought he got a couple of really good swings and misses. He had some guys fooled. And if he wants to rely a little bit more on that changeup, I would have no problem with him working that in.
Did you watch Monday Night Football? I thought that the game itself, with the Giants and Steelers, Herb Street and Fowler doing the NFL,
it was good.
They are excellent at whatever they do. That was really a treat because you don't get to see them do NFL games. I enjoyed them.
I did too. I just think that there is I guess it's juxtaposed with the previous Monday Night Crew that was just so screamy and over the top and yelling at me. Like I don't need that. And I think Herb Street is a very lucid and competent analyst, and he's just telling you what he's seeing and not trying to sell you a bill of goods. And I like that a lot. I really do. Yesterday was just so weird, though. I mean, I don't know if you saw any of the highlights of what was going on in Seattle, where the Oakland Athletics in Seattle are playing in smoke. I mean, they played a doubleheader in a wildfire. And even here, driving yesterday evening, did you see the sun here yesterday and how eerie it was? Because the smoke
very
is
strange.
Here. The smoke is here.
Yeah, what's going on out west is unbelievable. And it's
awful. And that's what I was thinking, too. It's like, oh, here, we're just experiencing a strange-looking sunset and saying, oh, look at the sky. And then you actually imagine that it's affecting us here in that way. Can you only begin to think what's actually going on even closer to it? It's just ungodly.
Yeah, it's a tough week. I mean, you've got the tropical storm, you got the fires, you got everything kind of at opposite ends of the country. It's sad. Yeah, it definitely is surreal.
Yeah, I can't believe they played those games. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they're having guys out there, and some of that data is they're measuring the particulates and comparing it to being in a tiny room where everybody is smoking cigarettes, and just you're already wearing masks, you're already concerned about aerosolized viruses, and instead you're everybody's out there in a wildfire playing Major League Baseball. It's just like what's next?
Yeah. What's next for you?
Well, we've got a very busy show today, starting out talking a little bit about the White Sox and looking at what they should do the rest of this season to maximize their chances of winning this World Series. Bears discussion at 9:40. We're going to talk to Dan Bickley, and I loved the stuff that Mike Florio told you guys about Kyler Murray, because we wanted to put our old friend Dan Bickley on. I think Kyler Murray is a thing. I think this is a story that if you're not paying attention, if you're not watching what's going on, this is what Daniel Jeremiah called him, Russell Wilson on fast forward. The guy is unbelievable, and I think we should get out ahead of what I think is going to be a major NFL story this year. Craig Calcaterra talks baseball at 10:20, Midday Midway at 10:40, Sage Rosenfels on Mitchell Trubisky and his performance. He's our quarterback whisperer who's regularly going to join us at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and then Paul Charchian will optimize your fantasy team looking at the waiver wire at 11:20.
Have a good show.
All right, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.